Chapter 5. A Soldier's Story. We heard the air raid warning siren at 8:30, and everyone in the chawl hurried to the large basement under the school building. The Kokales, the Nenes, the Bapats, Mr. Wagle, Mr. Kulkarni, Mrs. Damley, Mr. Shirk, and Mrs. Barbie. There were a few chairs, a table, and a small television in the basement. It was hot, but we felt safe there. It was the third night of the war. The women sat and talked, but the men listened carefully to the news. We children ran around the room shouting and playing war games. We also talked about the war. "It's very exciting," I said. "My employer has given me a week's holiday because of the war." "Yes," said Putul, "and my school is closed for a week." "I wish that we could have a war every month," said Dinesh.
"Don't be stupid," someone shouted at us.
We turned and saw an old man. He was tall and thin and had only one leg.
"War is very serious," he said. "People are killed in wars."
We learned that the man's name was Balwant Singh and that he was an old soldier.
"Which war did you fight in?" Mr. Wagle asked him.
"The war in 1971, said Mr. Singh. "The last real war.
Do you want to hear my story?"
We all sat around the old soldier, and Mr. Wagle turned off the television. Balwant Singh started speaking with a dreamy, faraway look in his eyes. "It began on the 3rd of December, 1971, he said. "On the same day, my wife wrote to tell me that our first child had been born. A boy. I will pray for your safety," she wrote. That night, Pakistan carried out air attacks on several of our airfields. Then soldiers began attacking us in Cham, a village in the north. I was in Cham with my regiment. I was in a bunker with three men, Sukhvinder Singh, Rajeshwar, and Karnal Singh. Karnal was the best. He was not afraid of dying, but he was afraid of being buried. When the Pakistanis found dead Indian soldiers, they did not return them to us. They buried their bodies in the Muslim manner and did not cremate them like Hindus.
"Sir," Karnal said to me, "if I die, promise me that you'll see that I'm cremated."
"You are not going to die," I told him, but he made me promise. So on the night of the 3rd of December, the enemy started shooting rockets at us. We began moving forward quietly, in a straight line. Suddenly, a rocket exploded behind us, killing Sukhvinder and Rajeshwar. Karnal had a wound in his stomach, but I was only slightly hurt. I quickly spoke to my commander on the radio and told him what had happened.
"The enemy are launching rockets from a bunker, sir," I said.
"I cannot send anyone to help you, Balwant," he said, "but try to destroy the rocket launcher."
"I'm going towards the enemy bunker," I told Karnal.
"But you'll be killed, sir," he said. "Let me do it. You have a wife and a son. I have no one. But don't forget your promise." And before I could speak, he pulled the gun from my hand and ran forward.
"Long live Mother India!" he cried.
"What happened to him?" asked Mr. Wagle.
"He killed the three enemy soldiers with the rocket launcher. But then he, too, was shot dead," said Balwant Singh. "I did not move for nearly 2 hours. Karnal's body was lying near the enemy bunker, and I was thinking about my promise. But how many Pakistani soldiers were still around, I did not know. By 3 o'clock in the morning, the guns had stopped and everything was quiet. At last, I moved slowly towards the enemy bunker. It was about 60 or 70 meters away. Suddenly, in front of me, I heard the sound of footsteps. They came nearer and nearer. Then I saw a light as a Pakistani soldier lit a cigarette. He was no more than 3 meters away from me. I ran forward and he turned round. Then he saw my gun and dropped his.
"Please, don't kill me,"
he cried. "How many of you are still near here?" I asked him.
"I don't know," he said. "I'm lost, and I'm trying to find my way back. Please don't kill me."
"You are the enemy," I told him.
"But I am also an ordinary man, like you," he said. "I have a wife and a baby girl. My daughter was born 10 days ago, and I don't want to die without even seeing her face."
"I also have a wife and a new baby son," I said. "But what would you have done to me?"
"I would have killed you," he said after a moment.
I nodded.
"We are soldiers," I said. "We have to kill the enemy."
"But I promised to have you buried." Then I killed him silently with my bayonet. Mrs. Damle closed her eyes.
"Terrible, terrible," she said.
"War is terrible," said Balwant Singh.
"What happened next?" asked Mr. Wagle.
"I carried Kanal's body back to my commander," said Balwant Singh. "The next morning, we cremated Kanal. He was awarded an MVC.
"What's an MVC?" asked Dinesh.
"Mahavir Chakra," said Balwant Singh. "It's one of the highest awards for bravery given in the Indian Armed Forces. The highest is the PVC, or Paramvir Chakra."
"What award did you get?" asked Dinesh.
"I did not get an award," said the old soldier. "But it's not the end of my story. I must tell you about Mandiala Bridge."
Mr. Wagle looked at his watch.
"We've had enough excitement for one night," he said, "and it's past midnight, so we can return to our houses."
The next day, we were in the bunker again. On the television, some men were discussing the war. Mr. Kulkarni turned it off.
"Let's listen instead to our war hero," he said. He turned to Balwant Singh. "Tell us about Mandiala Bridge."
Balwant looked pleased.
"We knew that the Pakistanis' plan was to capture Mandiala Bridge," he explained. "If that happened, we would have to leave Cham and the places west of Tawi." At 3 o'clock on the morning of the 5th of December, they attacked. There were Pakistani tanks shooting at us on the ground and Pakistani planes dropping bombs on us from above. Our commander was killed and many of our soldiers were shot. The next morning, the enemy's flag was flying above Mandiala Bridge. Then the commander of 368 Brigade arrived from Akhnoor. He looked around and saw dead bodies everywhere. Those soldiers that were still alive were running away.
"Balwant Singh," he said to me, "what is happening? Where are all our men going?"
"They are running away," I told him. "But I will fight until the end, sir."
"Good man, Balwant," he said.
When the fighting started again, Mandiala Bridge was filled with fires and explosions. Bullets went past us, enemy planes flew over our heads, and bombs exploded all around us. But we ran forward and attacked our enemy, shooting and killing many men. Then the Pakistanis decided to bring their tanks across the Tawi River.
"We must stop them crossing the bridge," the commander said.
But when the Pakistani tanks began coming across the bridge, two of our men left their tanks and ran away. I immediately jumped into one of our empty tanks and began driving it towards the Pakistani bunker. They continued to fire at me, but I did not stop. After 20 minutes, only one Pakistani tank was left. I chased it when it tried to get away. My tank was hit by an enemy shot and caught fire, but I continued to chase the last tank. Suddenly, that tank exploded. All the enemy tanks were now destroyed, Balwant Singh went on. but there were some rocket launchers around the bridge, and the Pakistani flag was still flying above it. I had to pull it down. I began moving towards the Pakistani bunker. When I was 10 meters from the bunker, I started shooting. 3 of the 4 soldiers in the bunker died. I was going to shoot the 4th when I realized I had no more bullets. The Pakistani soldier saw this and smiled. He shot at me, and several bullets hit my left leg. I fell to the ground, and he pointed his gun at my chest. I said my prayers and was ready to die. But when he tried to fire, there was only a click. His gun was also empty. He shouted and ran towards me, but I stood up quickly and hit him on the head, hard. He fell to the ground and did not move. Finally, I pulled down the enemy's flag and replaced it with the Indian flag. It was the happiest moment of my life. Balwant Singh stopped speaking, and we saw that his eyes were filled with tears. Nobody moved for almost a minute. Then Dinesh asked the same question again. So, which award did they give you for this? He said. They didn't give me anything, Balwant said after a moment. Everyone was silent again. Suddenly, all the children started to walk past Balwant Singh, shaking hands with this brave soldier. Balwant Singh cried tears of happiness, and then he hurried out of the room on his one leg. The next day, a man came to collect money for a soldier's charity. He told us that our soldiers were doing a great job. Our country was great, our Prime Minister was great, we were great, and the money that we gave, he said, should also be great. He passed round a box, and people put money in it. Balwant Singh was not there. He was not feeling well. Did you fight in the 1971 war? Mr. Kulkarni asked the man from the charity. Yes, of course, the man said. I was in Jam. Did you get any awards? Asked Kulkarni. Yes, he said. I was a commander at Mandiala Bridge. What kind of person are you? Said Kulkarni. You take awards yourself, but do not give them to the man who won back the bridge from the enemy's army? I don't understand, said the man. Who are you talking about? Our own soldier, said Kulkarni. He was a hero during the 1971 war. Then he told him Balwant Singh's story. Where is this great soldier? The man asked. We took the man to Balwant Singh's room and waited outside while they talked. Soon we heard loud voices arguing. Then the man came out. He was very angry. That man is not a war hero, he shouted at us. He ran away from Cham. He should be in prison. Everything that he told you was a lie. Let me tell you his true story. Balwant Singh's first child had just been born when the war started, the man explained. He wanted to be with his family, so he ran away from the fighting. He managed to reach his house in Pathankot and hid there. 2 days after he arrived, a Pakistani bomb fell on his house, killing his wife and son, but Balwant only lost a leg. The man from the soldiers' charity finished speaking, and we did not know what to say. After a few minutes, the man left, still very angry. Balwant Singh did not come out of his room that evening. When Mr. Kulkarni went to look for him the next morning, he found only an empty room. Balwant Singh had left the chawl. Smita is looking serious. Where were you during the war? I ask her. I was here, in Mumbai, she replies, then goes on quickly. Let's see the next question.
Are you ready for the next question for 50,000 rupees, Mr. Thomas? Said Prem Kumar.
I'm ready, I replied.
What is the highest award given to the Indian Armed Forces? He asked. Is it A. Mahavir Chakra, B. Paramvir Chakra, C. Shourya Chakra, or D. Ashok Chakra? I knew that the audience did not believe I could answer this question. They looked at me with sympathy, and I could see that they were ready to say goodbye to this poor waiter. B. Paramvir Chakra, I replied.
Are you absolutely sure? Said Prem Kumar, looking shocked. Or are you just guessing?
I am sure, I said. There was the sound of drums. The correct answer lit up on the screen.
Absolutely correct, said Prem Kumar. You have won 50,000 rupees.